And okay, there it goes. So, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, there's an advisory vote for East Talkeetna and regarding the flood service area. And can you explain, I guess, give me the background on how this came up.
Okay. Well, the background was the council's efforts to work with the borough on the 2012 flood issues. And just the fact that we have a town site with East and West Talkeetna split with the railroad tracks. One side, West Talkeetna, is a flood service area. The east side is not. And the 2012 flood, obviously most people know that the east side took more of the hit than the west side did. And also, there was some interplay between both sides of the tracks with the big culvert next to Mahaye's. They're under the railroad tracks with water. Interplay going between both sides in and out of a service area. So during the couple years now of working with Mat-Su Borough Emergency Manager Casey Cook, it was just more evident than ever that we have a large area where only half of it is being served as a flood service area. So the advisory question is really just to gain interest. Obviously, the community council cannot create a flood service area. The residents have to do that themselves. But it's just a reminder to keep people aware that East Talkeetna is not a flood service area. So in other words, they don't have the capacity to have the borough build flood protection infrastructure and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So if they were interested in that, they would need to become a flood service area.
Okay, and that's where I was going to go next was the ramifications. And I was at that same meeting where it was a little bit surprising. I guess the borough hadn't even realized that East Talkeetna was not in the flood service area. And
right.
I know one of the specific examples that was cited was, potentially extending the revetment along the Talkeetna River or putting up any sort of wall or anything like that. With anything that the borough touches has to be part of that, of the flood service area.
Correct.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. The way it's been explained to me, the borough, like for instance at Yoder Road, that's not a flood service area, but because the bridge is borough property, they can build flood protection infrastructure like the dike there to protect borough property. In this case, in East Talkeetna, they would need to become a flood service area because they're not protecting borough property. They would be protecting real property and private property, just like they do in West Talkeetna with the dike.
Okay. And I mean, is there any indication of what the, because you ran some numbers by me the other day as far as what it means in terms of, because it would mean a property tax change.
Yes.
What does that amount to for folks?
Well, right now, West Talkeetna is paying 1.390% of mill levy. And when I just looked at some average downtown pieces, it averaged about $100 annually. I would suspect that'd be a little less if you weren't right on Main Street. And depending on the size of your property and your property value, obviously, it's all very flexible. But that's the percentage. And that maintains the dike and allows the borough to keep that up.
Right. And so is in terms of the 2012 flood, does the flood service area status, does that affect money coming in from 2012, the 2012 flood, or is this talking about future mitigation?
I actually just got off the phone with Casey about this because we were trying to calculate whether you could backtrack that, or I'm using the wrong word, but if you weren't a flood service area during the time of the event.
Like retroactively?
Yeah, could you, retroactively declare a flood service area, which I don't think you necessarily could. But for the future, if they did want to try to extend that, the dike or the revetment system that's west of the trestle, they could do that.
Okay, and so you said that this is going to show up on the ballot with the community council
right. Next
Tuesday.
Right.
So is the vote there limited to East Talkeetna residents?
It is for now, mainly just because we're just gauging interest. If,
okay.
If let's just say we get overwhelming interest, East Talkeetna does, and they choose as a community to form this flood service area. The way the borough would like to see it is, instead of having a West Talkeetna flood service area and an East Talkeetna flood service area, they would rather the western portion be annexed and the boundary extended to include East Talkeetna, and then that would just be one larger flood service area. So if indeed East Talkeetna decides they would like to do it, then actually a vote, you'd actually have to get, you have two choices actually. You can do it by petition or you can do it by an ordinance through the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
If they went the petition route, they'd need to get over 50% of the property owners to agree that this is what they wanted to do. And then it would then go to a broader vote, and West Talkeetna would actually have to vote on it as well to see whether the majority of those people in the existing flood service area agree to annex it and form a larger flood area.
Now, something else that comes to mind, and I don't know if this is something that you've discussed with Casey Cook or not, but a lot of the land on that side of the tracks belongs either to the railroad or to the state, either in the form of the airport or some of the adjacent properties there. Does that play into this at all, or is this strictly amongst the private landowners there?
This would be, I assume, among the private landowners. That's how I understand it now. And it would probably be, if this did turn out to be something East Talkeetna wanted, we could probably look at that and how they've worked that out in West Talkeetna, because
mm-hmm.
there's railroad property on that side as well. So I am not actually sure on how they handle that. If those people also vote, I mean, if they're...
Right. Well, obviously, you probably wouldn't vote in this particular vote, but I was just curious what that interplay is like. I may call Casey Cook and see what he has to say on the subject, because there is a lot of state-owned land over there.
For generality, he basically tells me a flood service area allows the borough to just protect property. So that'd be a good question to ask him. Everybody's mm-hmm. property. Corporate property, private property.
Right. And that is a good question, I think. And so you've got kind of a list here, and we've gone through a lot of this, which is basically in order to have that property protected through a borough effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, and I remember this from that same meeting, basically if the borough were to go to FEMA or to the state and say, okay, we want to do X to mitigate floods in Talkeetna. Without this, East Talkeetna doesn't get included in that calculus.
No, they do not.
Okay.
Individuals and people have already from 2012, individuals can get individual FEMA relief funds.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be a community-wide protective infrastructure mitigation money.
Okay, so the individual funding could still be there after a disaster, but as far as planning ahead. And then the other thing... I just lost it, but it came to me while I was looking at your list here. It was a related question to one of the things there.
Yeah, well, one thing I was clearing up with Casey just a couple minutes ago is what's the difference between building flood protection and plain infrastructure? And he was saying even that would give the borough the ability to do things like raise a road or put in a culvert, or, you know, even if it wasn't a flood protection dike, they could still do other things at a borough level to protect the area. And I think that's what classifies as infrastructure.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other thing, and this kind of goes back to something you were saying earlier, has he mentioned anything as far as, because there was interplay, like you said, under the tracks with the culverts there and some of the issues. You know, if East Talkeetna were to flood substantially to the point that it were to affect West Talkeetna, where does that come into play? Because, you know, to a certain extent, protecting East Talkeetna does protect downtown.
Absolutely.
So I'm just curious if there's another option there, or if they've explored that, and if he's mentioned anything to you.
No, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons he's encouraging the community to at least consider it, mm-hmm. because of that scenario.
Okay.
You know, and it would get confusing. West Talkeetna could be paying for infrastructure in East Talkeetna,
sure.
and vice versa.
Right.
Okay. But you'd have to look at the bigger picture, assuming that all of the protection would eventually benefit the whole area.
Okay. And so you're saying the and did you give, sorry, when you said the difference on the average town site or the average site downtown was about $100 per year in mm-hmm. property taxes.
Right.
Okay. And so that's, yeah, it's probably fair to say that there's higher property value in general downtown, bigger lots, more mm-hmm. developed, and the access to Main Street as well. So
right.
I'd be curious to know what the difference would be on your average East Talkeetna lot. Probably considerably less, but.
Yeah, and I think from the meeting you and I both attended, Casey was saying right now the flood service area has somewhere between 30 and 40,000, I think.
Right,
as
and
a
that
backup
was,
for.
That was another interesting thing is, you know, the taxes are low, and so kind of the flip side of that is, well, how much money do you actually get to do stuff with? And
right.
I think the point that he made at that meeting was, well, the money itself that you raise isn't the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ability of the borough to use money that it gets from elsewhere.
Exactly. It's more like an eligibility open door. It just allows you to be eligible for other more federal
right.
funds and state funds, I think.
Right.
So, what I always pictured that 30 to 40,000 is more for simple maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dike was brushed not long ago or adding riprap. So it isn't there to build, you know, big structures. It's just there to keep the maintenance going.
Right. Because you're not going to build much with 30 grand.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think that answers.
I know one
questions.
Other thing that, and this is just because this was interesting. Casey had me call a couple other flood service areas, and we spoke with Circle View. One other thing that a flood service area enables you to do is to, you can actually get a loan. A flood service area can apply for a revolving low interest borough loan. So some of these flood service areas in the lower valley have actually borrowed money from the borough themselves to construct dikes or structures like that, and then they're able to pay that back with that the mill levy.
Okay, and so you said Circle View, so like other unincorporated areas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it could mean Talkeetna being able to take a little bit more direct hand.
You know, I just know it enables you to be able to take
okay.
out a loan, and you can get more in debt.
Okay.
But it allows you to do that because then
right.
you are a service area and you are eligible for those
right.
borough loans.
Okay.
They're fairly low interest revolving loan fund.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Trying to think what else is interesting on it. That might be about it. just all this voting on it was kind of interesting. But yeah, I think one question I've gotten just a lot of is what would we do once we got this mm-hmm. vote back? And it would really just, we're kind of just being a clearinghouse, the council is, for the information.
Okay.
East Talkeetna would need to run with it and get their signatures and their petitions going, and they need to get sort of a leader that works with the borough clerk, and then they could take it from there.
Okay. And since East Talkeetna doesn't have its own council or anything like that, it would have the residents over there and property owners would have to kind of self-organize at that point.
Yeah, that's if you do it by petition, that's what you do. You have 90 days to gather 50%, more than 50% of the landowners and get signatures, and then present that to the clerk, and they do a whole pre-application consultation, and then you take it from there.
Okay.
And then to go to a vote between, you know, both West and East Talkeetna to see if everybody agreed.
Okay. And that would be at a future borough election.
Well, that's something that I was just asking, and I don't think it's necessarily connected to a borough election.
Oh, really?
I think the clerk would actually run what I gather would be just an in-house election between those property owners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Yeah, but it might
because
not
because even Casey didn't know.
Okay. So it might not directly be tied to like the regular October
no.
elections.
No,
it could happen
be
before
done.
That.
Yeah, it could if they wanted to. I think the only if you do it through the assembly and you do it via an ordinance, then it has to go more through all the through all the channels in the lower valley. But this, it appeared that the clerk would run this.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll get some more info on that.
Yeah. And, you know, that's all something that's obviously kind of down the road
yep.
one way or the other. But
East Talkeetna may opt to not want to give the borough any more tax dollars. It's right. just really up to them.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thanks for answering some of those questions. I know it's something that I've been curious about myself, but I know a lot of people are wondering about, and obviously anytime you bring up anything to do with flooding or flood service, people it does get people interested.
Yeah. So. Well, and it's a different kind of advisory question. Normally we're right. asking advisory questions on the ballot on how the community would like us to proceed as far as representation, and this one's different.
It is different,
yeah,
right.
It's more a way just to make sure everybody's aware.
Right. Raise that awareness. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hopefully you do get some feedback one way or the other, and we can see where it goes from there.
I'm sure we will.